The British charity Christian Aid is urging people to bring hope and healing this Christmas to people living in the Holy Land. In a special Christmas appeal, the charity is calling for help to provide care for children and adults facing barriers to medical treatment because of the physical restrictions on movement caused by Israel's separation barrier and the many Israeli military checkpoints. Tabitha Ross is a communications officer for Christian Aid. She visited Israel and the Palestinian territories recently and saw with her own eyes how the Israeli occupation and these physical barriers impact upon the life of children who face huge difficulties accessing essential medical care. Ross spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
For our Christmas appeal, every year we look at the work of one of our many partners around the world. And we chose to focus on the world of Physicians for Human Rights Israel at Christmas this year, really just because it's an amazing organization that brings together Israelis and Palestinians, brings together Christians, Jews and Muslims to unite in the struggle for human rights and health. And I think that message of peace and friendship, even in the most difficult circumstances, it just felt very resonant and right for Christmas, added to which, of course, the Holy Land does have a particular significance for Christians at Christmas.
Now, this appeal is focusing very much on the plight of children who face physical barriers to getting much-needed medical treatment because of the problems moving back and forth between Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the separation barrier and the military checkpoints. Can you share with us a couple of these stories?
I visited the West Bank earlier in the year, and I spent quite a lot of time with a little girl called Selsa Beal, who really made a particular impression on me for being so energetic, so full of life, so charismatic. I mean, really, within minutes of me entering the house, she'd sat me down next to her and was telling me jokes. But she's actually a very ill little girl. She was born with a genetic kidney disorder, and she needs dialysis 3 times a week. The only hospital in the Palestinian territories that offers dialysis for children is in East Jerusalem. And if there were no separation barrier, if there were no checkpoints, if there were no restrictions on movement, her dad could just drive her there and it would take him about 45 minutes. But because of all the restrictions, their journey can take anything from 2 up to 3 or even 4 hours. They're getting up at 4:30 in the morning to be at the checkpoint by 6. It's packed. It's when all the workers are going to work. And it's really completely arbitrary whether they get stopped and questioned and held up. It's very difficult for a father having to go through that 3 times a week. And his children see him being interrogated sometimes. So all in all, she's not a well child. And she's doing this incredible journey there and back 3 times a week. What makes the situation even worse is that her parents need a permit to enter East Jerusalem, even though it's a Palestinian area, because they're from the West Bank, they need a permit to go there. And the permit application procedure they have to apply to the Israeli authorities, it's a very opaque process, it's very bureaucratic, it takes a lot of time, and they're actually worrying from minute to minute whether the next permit is going to come through. There have been times when the permit has come through late and her father hasn't been able to take her to hospital. There was one time in particular where her mother had to go with her for a month, even when her mother was sick and had lots of other responsibilities. It's putting a massive weight on the family. But the good thing is that this organisation, Physicians for Human Rights, has been able to help this family get permits. So now at least that part of the worry is taken away and they can focus on just getting Selsa Beal to hospital and back.
You said there was also the case of a little boy who was born profoundly deaf and he too faces a bit of an odyssey, doesn't he? Can you describe that?
I can. So another little boy I met, his name was Waleed, he was born with very severe deafness and it's very, very difficult, almost impossible to get a hearing aid in the West Bank. And one of the amazing things that Physicians for Human Rights do is they run mobile clinics where volunteer Israeli doctors and nurses, every week they go in a minibus out into areas of the West Bank where people really struggle to get the healthcare that they need because of the checkpoints, because of the restrictions on movement. And they set up clinics in schools at the weekend or health centers that are closed on Sundays or anywhere they can find a space. They set up clinics and they invite people to come. And so you've got volunteer Israeli doctors and nurses seeing Palestinians, providing supplementary healthcare. But I think one of the really important things about it is that Palestinian children who often never see Israelis other than at checkpoints with guns, they're having a peaceful encounter. And this is what happened for Waleed. Physicians for Human Rights ran a special series of clinics, particularly about hearing loss. and they were providing hearing aids. So Waleed went to the first of these, had his hearing checked out, had a proper mould of his ear done, and the doctors went away and they produced specially engineered hearing aids for him. And they came back and ran another clinic and fitted the hearing aid. And since then, Waleed's been making a lot of progress. It's really enabled him to actually hear people's voices for the first time. And his mother was incredibly proud of the progress he made. And she was really pleased that he'd had that kind of interaction with Israelis other than at a checkpoint.
And presumably there are many other children in the Palestinian territories who have health problems who also face similar difficulties in accessing medical care. I mean, is it fair to say that these two cases are probably only the tip of the iceberg?
I'm sure they're only the tip of the iceberg. Sadly, there are many, many stories like this. Because the fact is that the restrictions of the occupation are standing between sick Palestinians, including children, and the medical treatment that they need. I mean, if you want an example, 20% of patients in the West Bank applying for permits to travel for medical care don't get them in time. That's not just children, that's everyone. And in Gaza, you can't get in or out of Gaza without Israeli permission and also permission from the ruling Hamas authorities there. And despite some recent improvements, a significant number of patients are still being refused permission to leave the strip for care that you simply can't get there. And of course, the recent violence has only increased the need. So, yeah, it's a really significant problem.
And do you think this problem, as you say, that's caused by the restrictions on movement is getting worse, now that the separation barrier has been built, plus all the various checkpoints? Do you feel that the screw has been tightened in a way?
It's really a mixed picture. There have been, over the last year, there have been some improvements in freedom of movement in some areas of the West Bank. But those improvements are matched by continuing and even increased restrictions in other areas. And there's been some stuff in the news recently about Israel's planned expansion of a settlement in the area of Jerusalem. If that goes ahead, which will be directly in contravention of international law, that will mean not only further confiscation of Palestinian land, which will create poverty and exacerbate people's problems that way, but it will create even more movement restrictions for Palestinians trying to access healthcare, trying to access work or education, and really just trying to live their daily lives. So I think we could see the picture getting worse, yeah.
One, however, very encouraging aspect of these stories that you've been giving us is the fact that this is an organisation that's made up of Israelis and Palestinians who are coming together, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's one of the very inspiring aspects of this partner's work. They're really doing so much, both at the level of individual families. So, with Waleed, they've managed to give him a hearing aid. With Salsa Bill, they're helping her family to get permits. The mobile clinics, they're seeing hundreds of people every week. But I think one of the really critical things about Physicians for Human Rights Israel is that they are able to work within Israel, lobbying the Israeli authorities, working on whole policies, not just individual cases. And that's really important to challenge the whole structure of the occupation and the restrictions that it's putting on ordinary people's lives. But the need is great.